Our next speaker will be Brother Ali Mulla. Ali Mulla is the former Vice President of the Canadian Arab Federation. As you know, he's always with us, standing side by side. He's a longtime advocate for social and political justice. He is also very active in the labor movement. So at this time, please welcome Brother Ali Mulla.
Brother, mon cher frère Denis Lemelin, je vous réclame pour la solidarité pour Palestine. We thank Brother Lemelin and all of you for standing up today in solidarity and support for Palestine, all Palestine, from the river to the sea, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Brothers and sisters, we gather today again to commemorate Al-Quds Day. Every day in Palestine is a Palestine Day. Every day in Palestine is Al-Quds Day. It's an ongoing struggle for liberation. And as we gather here tonight, today, it is the 20th anniversary of the massacre of brothers and sisters in Bosnia, where thousands and thousands of innocent people, women and children, were killed by a plotter and by a criminal who was supported by the West. Anyway, our solidarity message here is, regardless of what Mr. Harper and his crony decide, he does not speak for us as a Canadian. He does not represent all Canadians. Majority of Canadians are against Bill C-51. And also, that government is a divisive government. It's anti-Muslim, anti-union, anti-social justice groups, anti-environmental groups. So we are in a good company, and they are in the bad company with the aggressor, with the occupier, and with the killers.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine! If we as a Canadian cannot stand up for justice, for fairness, for equity and equality, then we lose all our Canadian values, which the current government has already lost, and that house of Satan over there, the U.S. Embassy or consulate, working with the Canadian and others in the so-called fighting terrorism. In the same time, they are supporting those terrorism by proxy support for Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar, and other restless states.
Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame. None of you ever work with ISIS or with Al-Qaeda. The American did work with Al-Qaeda and Taliban. The Canadian did work with Al-Qaeda and Taliban. And the British and the French back to